Hi, kids. I'm really sad that we couldn't be together today, but I wanted to be able to go through our Bible study for the rest of this month and let you know just how the book of Daniel ends. We've been studying the book of Daniel for 2 months now, and there have been some great stories. We've learned about King Nebuchadnezzar. We've learned about some statues. We've learned about some dreams. And now we're getting into the part where Daniel actually has some dreams and God shares some information with him. Isn't it great that God reaches out to us and he shares himself with us? He shows us who he is and what he does. We see the sun rise in the morning. We see the sun set in the evening. We see the stars in the sky. We know that God created all these things, and we're so excited that God loves us. He's reached down to us, and he's given us this book so that we can study and so we can learn more about him. If you remember that Daniel was just a boy. He was a young man, and when King Nebuchadnezzar, as part of the kingdom of Babylon, they came against Jerusalem, and they defeated Jerusalem, and they took some captives home with them to a far, far country called Babylon. And while they were there, those that he took, he wanted to make servants for him. And Daniel, and he had three friends, if you remember, Daniel, Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael, they were his friends, and they were asked to eat food that was sacrificed to idols. They didn't really like that. They wanted to serve God wholeheartedly. That means with their whole heart. And so they asked the guard if he would just make a deal with them, that if they could just eat some fruits and vegetables for 10 days then and see how well they were at that particular time, that if it didn't work, then they would eat that food. Now, they went to God and they prayed and they asked God to help them. And sure enough, God made them super, super healthy, and he also made them super, super smart. As a matter of fact, smarter than everybody else. That caused some problems for the others because they were quite jealous of Daniel and his friends. Now, Daniel and his friends were given Babylonian names, and those Babylonian names were names that actually honored some of their idol gods that they worshipped. And Daniel's name was Belteshazzar, and we know about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Those were his friends' names. But whenever they were together, they didn't go by those names. They went by their given names, which were Hebrew names that gave honor and glory to the one and true God. Now, we see through that Daniel was in predicaments from time to time, not so much because of what he did, but because of what others did. And the last week, we learned the final story about Daniel, but it was not with King Nebuchadnezzar. It had to do with a different king. His name was King Darius. You know that story. I'm going to briefly go over it. It has to do with Daniel being thrown in the lion's den. Now, Daniel was very old at that particular time. He had been with King Nebuchadnezzar, and he had been through other kings as well, and he's finally with King Darius, who is a Persian king, and he was in power. And Daniel got to know all of the kings pretty well, to where they trusted him so much, and they gave him power and authority. Well, the guys that he worked with did not like that. They always questioned, why does Daniel get to answer all the king's questions? Why does Daniel get to make these decisions? How come we don't get to do that? And so they were jealous of Daniel. And so they talked the king into signing a law that if anybody prayed to any other god except to the king, that they would be thrown into the lion's den. So we know the story. Daniel didn't care about that. He heard about that. He didn't argue with the king. And so he went home, and just like he did every single day, he prayed. He opened his windows and he prayed towards Jerusalem, and he prayed three times a day. He probably prayed throughout the day, but there were three times where he was on his knees. And he praised the Lord. He requested things of the Lord. And Daniel's, the people who did not like Daniel, they saw that and they reported that to the king. The king had no other choice but to throw him into the lion's den. It caused the king great grief. He was very saddened by that. And so saddened that he wouldn't eat, he couldn't sleep. And the next morning, he got up, and when he went there, he called out to see if Daniel was still alive. And yes, he was. And Daniel gave all glory to God. The king asked that Daniel be removed from the lion's den, and all those who tricked him and their families got thrown into the lion's den, and the lions were hungry, and they ate them all up. Now, the next story that we're going to learn about has to do with Daniel. We know that God gave Daniel a special power, a special ability, and that is to interpret dreams. And he interpreted the dreams for King Nebuchadnezzar on several occasions. As a matter of fact, we learned about King Nebuchadnezzar's grandson, Belshazzar, who was king. And Belshazzar had been thrown a party, and it really got out of hand very quickly because of what they were serving to drink. And as a result of that, a hand appeared and wrote on the wall. And it wrote some words that nobody could understand what those words were. They had never seen it before. So Belshazzar didn't know what to do. He called all of his advisors, except for Daniel, to come and tell him what it meant. They didn't know what it was. They had never seen it before. But his mother, who was the daughter to Nebuchadnezzar, said, "I know of a man. He was one of the Jews that were taken into exile, and he helped your grandfather. And so why don't you ask him?" So they did bring Daniel to him, and Belshazzar offered gold and authority if Daniel would be able to tell him what those words were. Now, Daniel didn't want that gold, didn't belong to him. I don't believe that he really had much respect for this king. And he said, "I'll tell you what it means. God in heaven will show me what it means." And he told him what it meant, and that was that King Belshazzar, that he was, his life was judged, and he hadn't done very well as a ruler, and that his kingdom was going to be taken away from him. And that night, sure enough, there was King Darius came with his army, and they snuck into the city of Babylon, and they took over the kingdom. Now, a story today has to do with Daniel 7 and Daniel 8. And this time, he is not talking with any king. He is actually laying down, and he is sleeping, and he's having a dream. He has dreams and visions. So this is unusual that now we're learning about Daniel himself and some of the things that God is showing him. Now, the story tells us that it started off in the very first year of King Belshazzar, that Daniel started to have these visions. So he had these dreams and he had these visions more than once. God was reaching out to him. God was sharing with him something that was going to happen in the future, not only to Israel, but to the whole world. And we'll talk a little bit about that. But it starts off with a great wind that was churning up the sea. Now, the sea that they knew was the Mediterranean Sea. It was a great sea, and out of the sea came some very strange animals. And I will go ahead and describe them for you. But I've got a picture right here of some of the animals. And if you could see these animals, they're very, very strange because they're not like any animals that we know today. One of them looks like a lion, but the lion has wings like an eagle. Another one is a bear. We know what bears are, But this was a very huge and powerful bear. And he had something in his mouth. He had three bones that were sticking out of his mouth that he was chewing on. Finally, there was a leopard, and the leopard had four wings. And then there was an animal that was undescribable. What we do know is that it was very, very scary. So is this a nightmare? Could this have been a nightmare? I know that we have nightmares sometimes. And I know that whenever I have a nightmare and I can't sleep, I wake up and I'm afraid that the first thing that I do is that I pray to God, that God would give me His peace and that He would watch over me and protect me. This is something that you can do. Some people forget to pray to God, but Daniel, he made it a practice to pray to God. And so as he had this dream, he kept it to himself, but he kept thinking about it and thinking about it. And finally, he didn't know what it meant. This was unusual for him. So, one night, an angel came to share with him just what those dreams meant. And so we find out that this lion, the lion is the king of beasts, and we know that an eagle is the king of birds, and this represents a kingdom that he's already seen. It was the kingdom of Babylon, and it represented King Nebuchadnezzar. Because this lion, what happened is it started off as a lion with wings, and it took over the entire world. It conquered the world as they knew it. But this lion was humbled, and its wings were pulled off of him. And then he stood up like a man. And when he stood up like a man, he was given a man's heart. We've read earlier in our lessons that King Nebuchadnezzar was one who was always thought of himself. He thought himself greater than anybody else. And he, although he knew about Daniel's God, he never really gave him any praise or acknowledged him. But one day he was humbled, and he actually lived like an animal in the fields for 7 years. God showed him this. Daniel told him it was going to happen, but he didn't pay attention to it. And even God gave him a full year to repent, but he didn't. Isn't it great that God gives us an opportunity to change, to repent? Repent means to do the opposite of what we're doing. If we're doing things that are bad, that we can stop doing those things and start doing things that are good. We may not be able to do it on our own power, but if we reach out to God and we ask Him to forgive us, that He will. And He will forgive us, and He will help us to do what is right. King Nebuchadnezzar became a man after 7 years, and his kingdom was given back to him. God is so gracious to do something like that. And when that happened, he praised God, and he believed in Daniel's God, the true God, God Almighty. Now, this next the next animal that we see was not so strange. It was a bear, but it was a huge bear. And this bear was different than any others because it went to and fro, and it defeated all the armies on the earth. This was the nation of the Medo-Persian nation. And we know that Belshazzar was the one who was the last king of Babylon. And this was going to happen. So it hadn't happened yet, but it was about to happen. And God is letting Daniel know that something was going to happen. And once God decides to do something, there isn't much chance that things are going to change because he has put his plan in motion. Those bones that this bear is eating, those bones represent some of the kingdoms that this bear will conquer. And so those kingdoms, of course, are Babylon and Egypt, and also Lydia is the other one. And so this bear is happy. He's on his side. We know that Medo-Persian means that there's two nations that came together to become very strong, and no one was able to conquer them. And finally, we hear about this leopard that has four wings. And it went and it conquered the bear and it conquered the world, and it did it very, very quickly. That's why it has four wings. Now, I'm not going to talk about the last animal, the animal that is not describable. What we do know is that it had some big teeth and it trampled everybody else underneath its feet. And so, but we're going to talk about chapter 8, because Daniel also has a vision, and it talks about, this vision also includes these nations, but it describes them differently. You see, the Medo-Babylon is already done, and we see that Daniel has this vision the night when Belshazzar is about to lose his kingdom. And the Medo-Persians, there are two animals that are that Daniel sees in these visions. The first one has to do with a ram. The ram is going to back and forth throughout the earth and beating everybody up. Nobody can stand up to the ram. And finally, then the ram sees that there's a goat. This goat has a horn, a big horn. And so this goat charges the ram, and he topples over the ram and he beats the ram. But this goat is thinks he's all that. And this big horn that he has, it breaks off. But four new horns that they grow up. And they represent the nation of Greece and what Greece will do in those days. So these things have not come to pass. Daniel is receiving them. He's seeing them in a different way. And he doesn't understand what they mean. finally, the angel tells him, "Hey, Daniel, do not worry. Do not worry, because God is in control." And Daniel sees a vision of heaven, and he sees God the Father on the throne, and he sees the millions and millions of angels that are serving him. He also sees Jesus, and he sees that God the Father gives Jesus the entire world. Now, it's not going to come easy, because there will be those who oppose Jesus, who don't want Jesus to be the king of everything. We certainly want that to happen, but that's not what will happen. From this goat, there will be a horn that will happen, that will grow up, and he will oppose Jesus. He will oppose all Christians, but the good news is that God will defeat him, and his throne will be taken away, and he will be thrown into the lake of fire. This is not a place where we want to go. You see, God created this lake of fire, what we call hell, for those who rebel against him. God wants all of us to go to heaven and be with him forever and ever. But God's not going to make you go. He's not going to make you love him. God will reveal himself to you. He will bless you. He will work in you. But we need to realize that, and we need to acknowledge that. I hope that you are understanding just how much God loves you, that he protects you. He walks with you, but he desires to have fellowship with you. That means to spend time with you. What we need to learn from this is that God, no matter what's going on in the entire world, that God is still on the throne, and he will take care of us. And regardless of what happens, is that he will stand by us. He will walk through us, walk through this with us, and he will never forget about us. Please remember that always, and know that God loves you. We will continue with our lessons in Daniel. And I hope that everybody remains healthy, and that we'll see you soon. Let's pray. Heavenly Father God, you are awesome. We just thank you for your word. And Lord, you tell us what will happen in the end. Lord, help us to prepare. And I pray for all those that are out there. If there's anyone who's sick, Lord, that you would just touch their bodies and heal them. I pray that you would protect us from the germs that are going around right now. I pray, Lord, that you would strengthen our families. Lord, that we can grow together, that we would love one another as you have loved us. Thank you, Lord, that you hear our prayers and answer them. We love you and we praise you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.